there are many ways of serving the Lord. Some people do great things. Some people are good preachers. Some people contribute lots and lots of money. But when we talk about this handful of rice, it is very humble. The service is done in the corner of the kitchen that nobody sees. But God knows. God bless.
Every day, simple women in the state of Mizoram in northeast India are spearheading a revolution that is sweeping the world of missions. Their movement, Bhufai Tham, or a handful of rice. Bhufai Tham is a practice where each Mizo family puts aside a handful of rice every time they cook a meal and later gather it and offer to the church. The church in turn sells the rice and generates income to support its work.
Rice has been the staple food of the people of Mizoram, the main life of the people. You are giving what is basic, essential, fundamental to your life. You are sharing that with God.
The handful of rice ministry started in Mizoram in 1910. That time, many people did not know the gospel. So the church thought that we need Bible women to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The Bible women, they are locally supported women for evangelism. The practice of Bhufai Tham is meant for supporting those Bible women.
This concept of Bhufai Tham became so popular throughout Mizoram over the years that giving was not limited to some individuals. The whole of Mizoram, rich or poor, young or old, everybody contributed to it.
Bhufai Tham Tham to was an inanti, not on to an in Kum Samsari, and yet Venomonia.
But then in Alon Tugan Sena, Kangaya Vagin, Bufai Tami, Tam Takatia,
so can Tuma Pianca, Lally saw can Tum Gaper, Lally saw Tum Gap, Nan Gan Tamani.
But then in a jungle som, the Tum Takan Dongsia, a tuna Tamzo, Kipekaduani, Katia, Uta Hetaka Tam, Maikakadu talked all over. Novin.
It is something which my mother has taught all of us right from when we were very young. And I feel like Bhufai Tham is a piece of Christian service that anyone can do it.
Today, 95% of 900,000 Mizos are Christians. A strong and vibrant church has emerged. People started to give more and in creative ways. Rice, vegetables, firewood and other produce, and also cash besides their regular tithes to the church. The churches in Mizoram are now self-sufficient. One such example is the Mizoram Presbyterian Church, the largest church in Mizoram with about 500,000 members. This year, they are celebrating 100 years of the handful of rice ministry.
In 1914, the money received from the sale of handful of rice was rupees 80. That is $1.5. In the year 2009 and 2010, we raised money, $1.5 million from handful of rice offering.
We don't receive any outside funding. All the money we have, we receive, is raised within ourselves. At the close of this last fiscal year, we receive altogether around $13 million. Out of that, 12% of our total income is from the handful of rice collection.
Today, the Mizoram Church is known as a missionary church world over. This success is attributed to their selfless and creative giving.
Mizoram state is the most backward state in India, and we are the poorest of the poor, but still we can raise funds for the ministry of the Lord. We can support 1,800 mission workers, and in the meantime we can also send overseas missionaries.
There have been times when some churches have thought that we need to get blessings from God, and the attitude has been, what can we get when we become part of the church? But here, the handful of rice offering inspires us that God has called us to share what we have with God for God's ministry.
We Mizo people say, as long as we have something to eat every day, we have something to give to God every day.